We want to keep that one hidden. So you see it's in a box there. But there's sickness and gossip can be some of the fruit of jealousy. This is looking at this as kind of how we look at an organization as well. The structure level is the habits, condition responses, personality, mindset, or the leadership system of an organization or a group. And where we look for the roots is always honoring father and mother or honoring the founding of an organization. Where we've dishonored the founders would be like dishonoring mother and father. So there's going to be results. What judgments, lies, vows, wounded spirit, generational curses, and spiritual warfare. And so whether it's an individual or an organization, we look for those roots. We look for what have we sown that now we're reaping. And what I discovered in praying for individuals, but also helping to groups to reconcile, is that seeds for success and failure are sown at when an organization forms. And so it's a responsibility for those involved in the organization to find out what seeds were sown. Because if you're reaping something, problems down the line, we have to look at what is the root. Why is that here? Why are we having that problem? Why is jealousy, for example, a problem in an organization? What are the roots of jealousy? Where is that coming from? Because I've dishonored or I believed. And I'll tell you, it usually has to do, jealousy, the root of jealousy lies in wounded spirit most often. And I'll explain that as to why that is, because it has to do with our identity, has to do with knowing our place in Christ. And when we're wounded in our spirit, then we're going to be prone to jealousy. And I'll explain why a little bit later on. And I apologize for all those taking notes, because I'm moving very quickly. Yep. Here's some definitions of jealousy. Jealousy is an envious desire for another's advantages or possessions. And you know, I thought about this message, I thought, who in their right mind, 2 days before Christmas, would teach on jealousy? I mean, what kind of a Christmas message is that anyway? But you know, what is probably operating very strongly over Christmas? What did you get for Christmas? Well, I got socks and underwear. You got a car? You got a computer? You know, it's and especially among children, the children in all of us tend to be jealous, especially this time of year. It's a huge stronghold over the season because it's very closely linked with another word that we don't like to talk about, and that's greed. Jealousy and greed are very closely connected with one another. We want things. We want stuff. And we're jealous of those that get it when we don't. So jealousy is envious desire for another's advantages or possessions. It's being careful or fearful of being displaced, being apprehensive of losing affection or position or place. Envy, by the way, jealousy appears about 100 and right around 160 times in Scripture in three different forms. Jealousy, envy, and covetousness, the three words that are linked together that all have to do with jealousy, the attitude or act of jealousy. Envy takes it to another level. Envy combines discontentment, anger, resentment, and bitterness. And then we go to yet another level, and that's covetousness. This is the expression of the desire for something to which a person has no right. So here we see progression of a thought that leads to an attitude that leads to an action. If we do not, that's why it's important to deal with the little foxes, as it says in Song of Solomon. The little foxes spoil the vine. The little foxes are the jealous thoughts. If we don't deal with the jealous thoughts, it leads to envy. Envy, in turn, leads to covetousness, where we actually go from a thought to an attitude to an action. And this, in a way, also, there are spirits, I believe, in here. This could be a threefold cord. The enemy also knows about threefold cords, Ecclesiastes 4:12. A threefold cord is not easily broken. So it's what makes it so strong and so powerful. Scripture's about jealousy. Of course, Exodus 17, you shall not covet your neighbor's house. This is right in the Ten Commandments. Jealousy really began in the garden. Jealousy is the root of all sin. The serpent came to Eve and made her jealous of God's knowledge. He said, he doesn't want you to